This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back. We'll make sure that they have the help their citizens need and they can continue to defend themselves.
That's President Biden condemns the sheer evil of Hamas, Americans among those taken hostage, and he says Israel's military is moving into the offensive, as we have seen. Lots to catch you up on. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much, my friends, for hanging with us. It's been a really rough couple of days. Lots of conversations about some of the ugly, disgusting things that we have seen that have come out of Israel in particular, but then also now what's also going on with the Gaza Strip. And the effort there is to get the people out of there because they do not, Hamas does not represent the people. And for some reason, I think there's a disconnect on that. They're not the freedom fighters trying to save the Palestinians. And what ultimately happened is their nefarious tactics, ISIS-like moves, really, really did some outrageous, outrageous, life-altering things to the people in Israel and Americans as a result, and other foreigners who were in the country at the time. So the Israeli death toll has reached 1,200 4 days after Hamas militants launched an unprecedented attack. We're in day five of this now. The brutality has really revealed itself, and the reason is because now the military has gone in to pick up bodies, frankly, and clean up, if you will, the site in some of these areas that were just right there, 2 miles, 6 miles away from the strip, and seeing what was done, babies being found butchered, beheaded, women's bodies being butchered, bullet holes everywhere, fire, setting people on fire, setting their homes on fire. I mean, just describing it to you gives me a heavy heart. Looking at the video that people have sent to me, and video, frankly, that we've seen, obviously, in any coverage, you can see it because there's always a disclaimer about what to, you know, watch out for. And it is just sickening. It is just pure access of evil stuff. I mean, it is without a doubt that, my friends, and we know that. And now it's about the humanitarian push, the efforts, by the way, the humanitarian efforts for people, civilians in Israel, and the same is happening in Gaza. So here's what's going on now. The beauty of us being on the air is, you know, look at the time difference, and you look at the time difference and what we cover here, especially with things that are breaking that affect you and I, either in our backyards or people we know or the country and our reaction to it. So less than an hour ago, airstrikes hit a residential area of Gaza. That's what the Palestinians are saying. About an hour ago, an Israeli soldier found his mother's body full of bullets after the Hamas attack, because this is what's happening now. More of that is being revealed. Then you also had the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. urging international communities to pressure Hamas to release the hostages, because there still is the situation, the very scary situation of what is going to happen with these hostages. Some of them who were older people who are in their 80s, some who are babies and children and women and families, the ones that weren't slaughtered, that were taken captive. What will Hamas do in these situations? They're already taunting some of the people because they're looking at cell phones and they're calling up families and laughing and making jokes and doing that kind of thing. So it is unbelievable, the things that have emerged. Unbelievable. Coming up, we're going to talk about closer to home. The Republicans are going to pick the speaker, and who will it be? What candidates are going to get the necessary votes? Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise both having a little bit of a struggle, apparently, in adding up the numbers that they would need, if that's true. That's what I'm hearing anyway, coming out of Washington, and that vote's supposed to take place on Wednesday, as we are flipping the page on the calendar, as you know, on this show. So who the next speaker is important, because a lot of what we're talking about with Israel, Ukraine, in our own country, the border, funding the government, because remember, we have a Band-Aid over the situation now. We'll also get into November, and what's going to be the answer to that. It's incredibly, incredibly important to have a speaker of the House, as you all know. Going back to what's happening in Israel, they're prepping for a ground invasion. Meanwhile, there is no question Hamas is threatening to start executing the people that they took, the prisoners that they took. I mean, it's an unprecedented hostage crisis. Very grave. They're talking about sending this out around the world, doing it in front of everyone, and they're talking about doing that soon. They're talking about maybe that will happen in the next day or two. So there's at least 100 hostages, and there's actually believed to be a little bit more. But with the sheer number of abductees and the fear that Hamas could execute some hostages and then could use others, by the way, as human shields, leaves Israel in this situation of what are the next military steps. The push is ground invasion, blow up the Gaza Strip, pretty much. That's what Netanyahu was saying. But does that produce more casualties than already is tough to absorb in a country that is shaken to its core? Or do you reach a prisoner exchange deal with Hamas that would potentially free, we don't know how many are alive, but free maybe hundreds or even thousands of Palestinians in return for bringing the Israelis home, the 100 plus there. So then, of course, you risk the whole propaganda victory thing. So these next couple of days are so vital in what is happening. And I think the other big problem that Israel is dealing with is just the knowledge that Hamas has, the tunnels, the amount of weaponry, the Hezbollah twin cousin, and all of the fighters there. If you mix all those fighters, how many fighters do they have to throw back at Israel? I mean, you got to remember, Israel is a small country, but it has the fifth biggest army. And supposedly had the best protection and intelligence on the planet, or at least one of them. But that didn't stop the attack from happening. Now isn't the time for the people in Israel to analyze that. It's time for moving forward and trying to get these hostages back. And what will the U.S. role be? More on what Biden had to say coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What's happening in Israel and the situation over there, what's developing with this Israel-Hamas war, because it is definitely war. We, the United States, have a visit coming up. When I say that, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is going to travel to Israel Wednesday to express solidarity and show support for the country as they're battling the Hamas terrorist fighters, right? He's going to meet with all the senior Israeli officials, reiterate condolences for the victims of the attack and all of that. And the secretary's also going to reaffirm that, you know, we're there with the people of Israel. He's going to discuss measures to bolster Israel's security and underscore, again, the United States' unwavering support for Israel's right to defend itself, to defend itself. And as I said, Biden in the day, early in the day, it was like 1 o'clock Eastern, held a little bit of an address to the nation. He condemned the, and you heard that at the top, the abhorrent attacks by Hamas, pledged to support Israel, and said, you know, we're going to be crystal clear. We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. We'll make sure they have what they need to take care of its citizens, defend itself, and respond to this attack. I already said it, over 1,000 Israelis have been killed since Saturday when Hamas launched that unprecedented and surprise attack by land, sea, and air in southern Israel. Hamas also captured all those hostages I've been talking about, killed hundreds of civilians. They're finding these various conditions, house, you know, walls full of blood, no exaggeration, burnt out places, just awful, awful, awful. And so many children were killed in this. So, in addition to military aid, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced that, and I've talked about this already, that we've got the carrier that's moving to the eastern Mediterranean to forest deterrence in that area in case somebody else decides they're going to get involved in this, because that, of course, is the other part of the tale. The investigation is going on, the intelligence investigation, as to the role of Iran, but I just want to ask, how many of you think Iran had no involvement? Oh, I hear crickets. Yes. I think it's pretty obvious that they did, especially from the weapons point of view. There's no question about that. So there is a push among some on the Hill to say, freeze the damn money, the $6 billion that was given to Iran. Just freeze it. Freeze it, freeze it, freeze it. And because that access, because what are they going to do? This was previously frozen oil profits that were supposed to only be used for humanitarian purposes and supposedly has not been touched. But you had Senator Tim Scott, I've already talked about this, who's a Republican presidential candidate who tweeted out Biden's negotiation funded the attack, and at this point Biden is complicit, which is abject garbage. It's, you know, so him putting that out there, saying that that's what it was, that because of the $6 billion. So one thing that is odd, I mean, one thing in dealing with all of this, like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who hasn't been invited to the White House, that's kind of an unprecedented thing that hasn't happened in presidential U.S. history. But at a meeting in New York City last month, Biden did invite him to the White House because that hadn't happened. So there's a lot of talk about what's the relationship, what's going on, what's the support for Israel. And one of the things that Biden said is that none of what's going on the Hill is helping Israel. All the nitpicking, the yapping, the no Speaker of the House, that's not happening. That he wants to request urgent action from Congress to make sure Israel has everything that it needs. So it's urgent that we have our house in order. That was kind of the gist of the speech, that we're supporting Israel in every single way we can, talking about the depravity, the inhumane attacks on innocent people, going down that road. And so now we'll see what happens as this is all developing in the Middle East. And there is the the push to have a speaker sooner rather than later, and at this point it's seems to be up in the air. It's like it's two people we keep talking about. It doesn't mean that there isn't interest from others, and that there's going to be this vote that's taken, but is there going to be enough votes for somebody, whether it's going to be Jordan or whether it's going to be Scalise or somebody else that ends up stepping into that role? Because, I mean, this act of sheer evil that's worse than ISIS, as Biden said, and 14 U.S. citizens killed by these terrorists, you know, we have something in the middle of this in many, many ways. So we're watching to see what's unfolding and then waiting to see what the next steps are going to be, right? And Biden did say, before he made his public remarks on the situation in Israel, that we connected with Prime Minister Netanyahu, discussed coordination to support Israel, deter hostile actors, and protect innocent people. So as this death toll grows, and then Israel pummeling Gaza with airstrikes, and that sent tens of thousands of Palestinians fleeing into the UN shelters. Thank goodness they're in the shelters, though. I mean, that's the key thing there. More and more are finding their way to the shelters, and they've opened every single one of those up, everything that they can possibly do. So, you know, there was a poll that was taken because there is so much opinion, obviously, about this. 4 in 10 Americans, 44%, said the U.S. gives about the right amount of support to Israel in the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Republicans were more likely than Democrats to say the U.S. should offer more support to Israel. 4 in 10 Americans, 42%, who said the correct amount of support is also given to the Palestinians. So, you know, this is really testing public sentiment about the Middle East foreign policy. You know, that's for sure. And I think at the heart of this, though, is exactly what I said. To me, you have to figure out the hostage situation if you can get, which some Americans are some of those hostages. You have to get those people. You have to get those people back. If it's possible to get those people back, I mean, that's what you want to do. But how do you do it? How do you deal with a bunch of jokers? How do you figure out how you can eliminate them, eradicate them, and yes, please pluck those people out as fast as possible to ensure that we don't see these executions that are going to be put all over social media and are going to be sent to relatives and parents and everything that you can imagine because of having the cell phones and what they're already doing and harassing some of the people who have daughters or sisters or brothers or cousins or friends in the situation of being held hostage. I mean, you know, that's where we're at with this. The pictures, the video, it's horrific. And we have, as I said, our intelligence agencies hunting for the hard evidence of the Iranian role in the Hamas attack on Israel. But I still, in all of this, and I think it is so important, all of the other things, all the other little pieces of this that I've thrown out that have been talked about all over the place, to me, is enough being done to help the hostages because we really have no idea. Not much has been talked about. It's been talked about how awful it is and seeing some of them get kidnapped and knowing that there's some Americans, but what is the game plan or how is this being discussed? That we do not know. That we have no idea of. All right, a couple of quickies before we hit the mailbag, because many of you had expressed thoughts about Israel, too. We'll go to that. But, boy, George Santos, can't get enough of this guy, right? He's now facing 10 new federal charges, including allegations of stealing donors' identities, running up fraudulent credit card charges. Ay, 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 ay. New York, what did you do? And poor Mary Lou Retton, of course, remember from the 80s, she was the gymnast everybody paid attention to. Apparently, her daughters are saying she's fighting for her life. She has a rare case of pneumonia, and she can't breathe on her own. So Godspeed to Mary Lou Retton. Mailbag coming up next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Missile fired from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen towards a Navy warship, the USS Mason, were not intended for the vessel. That's according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The vessels were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
The U.S. is committed to protecting its forces and will take necessary measures. The incident follows numerous attacks on U.S. entities in the region amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. For the first time in 3 months, Americans are expressing increased optimism about the economy. The Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board experienced a 3-point rise in November. However, a lower number of consumers are planning to make significant purchases, such as homes and automobiles, in the next 6 months, largely due to high interest rates. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all of your emails. We've got a ton of them, so let's just dive right into it. Aaron says, hey, Kate, boy, oh, boy. You know, watching what happened and seeing how methodical and thorough Hamas was, very ISIS-like. They obviously were planning, they were plotting, they got help, and caught Israel completely off guard, which seems almost impossible when you think of the Mossad, you think of their intelligence, you think of what happened 50 years ago. What a kick in the gut, and more things that I can't even say. In this email to all the Americans that were there, to all of the Israelis, obviously. And then, as you have been saying on your show, people misunderstanding, Hamas is a squad of assassins. It is repugnant what they did. They are not helping the people that are the Palestinians. It's their excuse to go after the Israelis. And of course, what's happened in the Battle of the Land is a completely different story. It's just disgraceful what has happened here. And innocent people on the other side should not bear the brunt of this either. And all of this is part of the problem. And the fact that 14 Americans are dead and you have these hostages, it is really, really, really a frightening, frightening situation. There are other tentacles that could be part of this as to is there any involvement with Russia, perhaps? Is Are we going to see some sort of a World War III situation? Dare I say it? I hope not, and I really feel for the people who lost family members and had to see the things that they saw. You can't unsee that. Ooh, so true what you just said there. You see these guys, these commanders going in, and because all of our networks are there and they're doing these personalized stories and they're right in the middle of it, and you're just seeing it. I mean, there is no sugarcoating it. You're seeing the bullet holes all over the place, bloody walls, body bags. You're seeing the soldiers that are doing their job, but they're shook up. They're saying prayers over the bodies because it is unbelievable what they've seen. Beheadings of babies. I mean, the barbaric means. It wasn't like a bomb went off and here's these people. No, no, no. They went after people. They went after people and wanted to hurt, harm them, torture them, humiliate them, degrade them, whatever, and then kill them or kidnap them. Absolutely. So, yes, it is the question mark, what next? What happens? And what's the involvement? And the world is watching, but what does that mean? And what does it mean when you think China cozying up to Russia? And what's the take there? When you look at the access of evil, and, you know, I have four or five countries I would put on that list, and certainly Iran would be at the top of it. No doubt. All right. Joseph says, Kate, I know that you're paying attention, obviously, to what's going on overseas. You have contacts. You've already talked about that. And you were in front of some of the information that I didn't get until the next day from some other people. So I love that we get that. With the sun coming up again, what are we seeing? Well, Israel launched a bunch of airstrikes into Gaza, with the troops also prepping for a ground invasion, too. Now, they have warned the people, get out, get out, get out, meaning the Palestinians, because there are places to go to flee, including UN shelter. So that is happening. So far, 1,900 people have been killed in the war. 1,900 people have been killed. Wow. And as I said, this is so much of this is rapidly unfolding that we're watching in real time, and there are a lot of decisions that are being made on the fly, so to speak, which is what happens when your world gets cracked open the way that it has gotten cracked open. And it is just unbelievable. I've talked to a couple of people today in other parts of Israel, and they're shook up, obviously. They have family members, or they knew people that narrowly escaped, and, you know, so on and so forth. All right, we're going to quickly squeeze in a quick call and go back to some emails. Let's go to Dave in California. Hey, Dave.
Oh, hi, Kate. Yeah, this is certainly grim news, and I work on energy issues out here in California, and one of the things that I noticed in 2019 was there was a discovery that there was a massive amount of oil and fracking, not only underneath Gaza, but offshore of it. So I really, I hate to get conspiratorial, but when you start thinking about the hundreds of billions of dollars, this is a United Nations Council on Economic Development was the one that announced this finding, and they claimed that it was hundreds of billions of dollars worth of oil in there. And so the idea of having a war on top of it, making everybody flee so that all of a sudden the oil and gas boys can get in there and start drilling, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Wow. I know about that. I mean, I know about the oil. Like you said, that was announced, but it kind of, I think people just kind of slept on it, right? And it does make you, I'm not a huge conspiracy theorist because a lot of times they fall dead on the floor. It doesn't make any sense. And, or it drives you crazy. You go down a rabbit hole. But I would have to think, David, that would be sick, twisted, inhumane, and unacceptable to behead babies, rape women, blow apart people's lives that way, and do that to clear that area. I mean, just unacceptable. Make no mistake, Hamas, they are ISIS-like. They are not there to help the people of the Palestinian people either. They are not there to do that. And they should pay the ultimate price no matter what. But follow the bouncing ball, right? So I'm glad you kind of threw that into the mix because you're right. These are, we're talking about all kinds of things with Iran, other theories about who else could be. Who is it advantageous for? But then that, to me, means they fuel Hamas, and then they're funding terrorism. So there you go. So thanks for the call, David. All right, let's go back to the email. Let's go back to Aaron. And Aaron says, Kate, I still have this the hardest time thinking that, especially with the way Benjamin Netanyahu is, that they could have been caught so asleep at the wheel. Is it because it was the Jewish high holidays and, you know, they felt as though there's no way anything like that would happen because you're already lobbing missiles occasionally back and forth? I mean, what could possibly have led to such a breach like that? I mean, it happened in the United States, 9/11. I mean, didn't we say, how does this happen in the greatest country on the face of the earth? How do you get people on planes that invade our airspace and kill so many people? You know, how did that happen? So I guess as I think about it and I write this email to you, it can happen. You know, it can, obviously. But what Hamas has done, I think they need to be destroyed. I mean, I listened to the New York City mayor. I live outside of New York. I live in Connecticut. Say that what has to happen is that Hamas has to be eliminated for what they did, for the perpetration and the heinous things that they did to the people just over the other side of the Gaza Strip. And I completely agree with that 100%. And I think in the U.S., we should have, as you say, some sanity. Instead of attacking each other, you see some of these demonstrations and the screaming and the yelling and the accusations, and there's a right to protest. But how sad is that, to have pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian people at each other's throats in the middle of what is the end game for the people who are hostages and the situation in Israel and at the Gaza Strip? Yeah, I mean, listen, if you saw what the mayor said, he called out the pro-Palestinian protests across the country because he was saying that, you know, this is, Hamas is ugly and evil and has to be destroyed, period. And so there is this misguided notion. I understand the argument over, if we weren't in this situation, you're arguing over land, you're arguing over what happened, you're arguing over conditions, all of that. Yes, absolutely. That's not the deal here, though. The deal is, it's perfect for Hamas controls the Gaza Strip. It's perfect for them to do that and operate in any way they feel like they can. That certainly is not under the rule of law in any way. There should be justice for the slaughter of the grandmothers and the women and the children and the slaughter of babies and the families just ripped apart by the horror of what happened to the people that they love. Nail the Score next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, we need some levity, so we are continuing with Nail the Score. We do this throughout the football season. Somebody's going to be a winner, and either way, at least three people will have a gift card at the end of all of this, because I'm going to draw for gift cards at the end of the season, but I hope we have a Nail the Score winner too. We have had in years past, but we haven't recently. Last time around, boy, were we all wrong about what happened with the Cowboys and the 49ers. So many of us thought it was going to be close, including Pete, who thought it was going to be 24-21. All of us surrounded it in a close way. We thought we were going to see a close game, and thought that, you know, hey, the Niners are going to win this thing, but it's going to be pretty tight. And it was not tight. It was a blowout. The Cowboys were never in it. It was a show put on by the 49ers, right? Absolutely. It's been a very strange football season so far. And how many weeks are we into this? We're into week 6, my friends. So there were some good games to look at, like the Lions and the Buccaneers, because they're, you know, Buccaneers are 3-1. They're hosting the Lions. The Lions have been something to watch. They're 4-1. You could have gone, or I could have gone, the Cowboy Charger route, but we already did the Cowboys last week, so we'll give that a rest. And, of course, we have a lot of fans of the Texans who listen to this show and a ton of Saint fans as well. So the game is going to be that Saints-Texans game. It's interesting because the line is so small. The line is the Saints by a point and a half. That's it. The over-under 42.5 points. The Texans have been a team to watch. C.J. Stroud has come out and made this team his and has had some very big moments. Already 7 touchdowns and almost 1,500 yards passing for someone that a lot of people kind of wrote off. And the Saints, you get Derek Carr fired up like he was last week, and then he comes marching into Houston, and anything can happen, and the cities aren't that far away, which also makes it intriguing. It should be a wild crowd, and it should be a very, very good game, I think. I think it's going to be a much closer game than the one that we had last week. So speaking of Pete, like the rest of us, picking the 49ers in a close game against the Cowboys, let's go to Pete out of his bunker. Hey, Pete.
No, that was a dyslexic turnaround on that score last week. I'm sorry. Do you smell that?
Yeah. It was terrible. It was, I was shocked. I just thought with the Cowboy defense. I mean, look, we were all saying the 49ers, but we thought it was going to be a lot tighter game, and it wasn't.
A lot tighter.
Man. Dak interception. Prescott.
Hey, Mo.
Yeah. Whoop.
It's a clown car.
It's a clown car. Oh, that's hilarious. All right, so Saints and Texans, what do you think?
Oh, let's go 28-25 Saints.
All right, 28-25 Saints. I think that's a great pick. Pete, thanks. Enjoy all the games. It's so fun when he calls. He makes me miss Texas, actually, when I hear Pete's voice. All right, let's make sure that I give the numbers out here. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. A lot of you send emails, like Joe. He thought that last week it was going to be 31-21 Niners, and like all of us, you know, we all picked the Niners, and we thought it would be a lot closer. At least he had 10-point spread over the rest of us. It was absolutely ridiculous. All right, let's ask Jeremy Paulson, our Cracker Jack technical maestro for this show, what he thinks. What do you think?
This is a good game to pick because I honestly do not know.
No, I know. It's tight. It's
go
tight.
Either way. What was the score?
You mean what's the game? The Saints and the Texans and
the under, over and under.
The over, under, the total points is 42.5.
42.5. Let's do 17-27.
27-17, who?
Texans.
Texans, all right. Going to CJ, the hot hand. This is a hard game to pick. It is, because I have been so impressed with CJ Stroud. It is fun to watch this kid. I watched him at Ohio State a little bit, right? And he's not listening to whatever people were writing about him heading into the season. So he's had some surprising results. Not against Baltimore, 25-9 they lost. But I think of the wins, a nice win against Jacksonville, not even close. Big win against Pittsburgh, 36, right? And you look at his quarterback numbers, Houston in the AFC South, 2-3. You know, Jacksonville and Indianapolis just in front of them, so they're not out of this thing. And he's got weapons, and his quarterback rating, he's 14th, but I think how he's playing, I mean, you can see that really improving. There's definitely signs of hope here for the future for the Texans. There's no question about that. So this was hard for me, too. It was hard for me to decide who to pick on this one. And, you know, I think I'm going with, I'm going to go with the Saints, and I think the final score on this one will be 24-20. I'm going to say 24-20, and that was under duress. It was under duress of me trying to figure that out because I like them. I like both of these quarterbacks are trying to do. And Derek Carr was so furious with the loss the week before. The Saints put a big donut on the Patriots. Oh, Bill Belichick saying they have to start over. They're 1-4. I loved it, I have to say. The man with the hoodie and very few words just was silent. And they got it done. I mean, look, Carr came out. He looked good. No interceptions, a couple of touchdowns and, you know, pedestrian numbers, but not awful. And the defense did what it had to do. I mean, they got everything they needed. This is going to be different against the Texans, but I still think they find that way. That's why the number's so small. So I think that's what we're going to see. All right, I got a bunch of a flurry of emails that are coming in, and I know some of you are saying, I can't get through. Well, you certainly can get through this time around, but if you're sending us emails, that's okay, too. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. You know, probably Joe will weigh in. We know that Kim will weigh in, because Kim is somebody that keeps weighing in here, too. And there will be a bunch of other people that will jump on this. Sharon B. in Maine. She had San Francisco last time, 24-17. All right, so here's a couple of them. This one is from Joey, and Joey says, oh, of all the games to pick, I was thinking you'd pick the Lions game. I'm going to say that the Texans surprised the Saints. It's at home, and it's going to be 31-21. Ooh, 31-21. And then there's another one I can eke in here quickly. This one is from Mel, and Mel says, Saints all the way. I grew up in New Orleans, and I'm going to say this is where they really turn things around. It's going to be 21-14. 21-14. How about that? Anybody else that gets it in by the end of this segment? So we still have a minute or two left with the music playing us out. I'll make sure that it counts. It'll be duly noted. And you will be in the middle of this thing, too. Maybe you'll be a winner. Woohoo! I would love to see somebody nail the score. All right, our thoughts are certainly with the people of Israel and what's happening there. There's no question, just a reminder of what we have here in the United States. People, my friends, be sane, watch the chaos, and be happy.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com.